Good morning. For the past few weeks, we've been watching the developing story about the Baptist group from the U.S. who are accused of kidnapping 33 Haitian children. You may have wondered what happened to the kids themselves. Well, we have the answer for you. We've got Heather Paul. She's the CEO of SOS Children's Villages in the U.S. That organization was asked to take on the task of caring for these Haitian children and trying to find their relatives. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Celeste.
First, can you give me a status on these kids? Do you still have all 33 of them?
I believe we do, and it's very important that we conduct a full investigation as to why those children are there and the condition of their parents, what they knew when they gave those children into the hands of the missionary. So this is a proof positive why tracking, registration, and protecting those children is uppermost before we really determine their long-term future.
Have you found any of these kids, their parents or relatives?
Yes, parents and relatives have identified themselves, and that's all part of the investigation, again, as to whether these children are safe in the arms of their parents or extended family, and that's exactly what our investigations are about. We've been doing this in 130 countries for the last half century, so we know that these issues of children without parental care are very complex. And the motivations and the reasons why children are candidates for SOS Children's Villages or indeed final adoption need to be done very carefully.
Well, this kind of plays into what we've been hearing a lot lately, which is that there's no such thing as an orphan in Haiti. That's something that we've heard. Can you kind of explain what that means?
Well, I don't really think that's true. There are real orphans right now. We know that children have been... their parents have died in this terrible disaster, and perhaps extended family as well. Oftentimes in countries, there are what we call social orphans, where mothers and fathers and extended family are simply unfit and unwilling to take care of their children. And each situation really is quite different, so we can't have sweeping generalizations as to how many children should be adopted, how many are real orphans. We just right now are in the course of registration and protecting children in safe havens as much as we possibly can. We know that in the chaos of natural disaster, children are trafficked. They disappear. And I think this latest incident is proof positive on how important it is that we put children first and we determine whether they are without parental care and that we can get them to a safe place to determine their long-term outcomes.
Well, tell me about the condition of these kids. Are they basically healthy? Are any of them injured? Are any of them in need of special care?
Well, of those 33, we know that at least a third needed medical attention. We also have SOS staff from around the Caribbean who have come in who are psychiatric social workers. We know that many have been traumatized. Some were dehydrated, and our job was to stabilize them. They're healthier now. Some are with their brothers and sisters, as you know. And so, first and foremost, they are safe and they're well taken care of. And now we'll figure out the next steps and where their interests best lie.
Well, these 33 are just, you know, a portion of hundreds of kids that now need care in Haiti. How many kids do you normally care for in Haiti, and how many do you have now?
Well, we have two SOS villages in Haiti, one in Cap Haitien in the north, and then our one that's really almost at the epicenter of this earthquake and this situation, which is SOS Santo, about 12 kilometers outside Port-au-Prince. We normally take care of 200 orphan and abandoned children there and raise them and educate them, and now we have expectations that we're going to be taking care of 500. And so we're in the course of determining more long-term shelter, trained caregivers, and ways in which we can sustain them and educate them. So this is a long-term process. We're in this for the long haul, for years, years to come.
Well, the New York Times is reporting today that they've actually stopped evacuating children from Haiti because of this case with the Baptist group. People are afraid that they're going to be accused of kidnapping, which is having a chilling effect on airlifting kids out of Haiti. And I'm wondering, you call this a cautionary tale. What should we be learning from this case of the accused child trafficking and possibly kidnapping of Haitian children?
Well, that we do need proper documentation. Paperwork sometimes is perceived as something unnecessary and creating stalemates and delays. And we hope that that's not the situation. They certainly need to be identified before they leave the country. But I know that SOS is working in collaboration with all the NGOs, Doctors Without Borders, Save the Children, World Vision, together with the Haitian government. So I hope in these collaborative sessions we can determine which children certainly are severely at risk and injured and need to get out of the country for much better medical assistance. So let's hope this stalemate is very short-lived.
Well, as you say, these 33 kids that you're taking care of are just part of the 500, I guess, you're going to have.
Right.
What if the kids say to you, you know, I was in a terrible situation at home? What if the parents say, I couldn't take care of my child?
I think it's a set of varying conditions. We know that some parents absolutely were devastated enough to want a better life for their children. We have to help them keep their children and sustain them by helping that family first.
Okay, Heather Paul is the CEO of SOS Children's Villages in the U.S. It's an international organization that helps orphaned and abandoned children in about 130 countries, including Haiti. Coming up, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the marvelous, magical city of Vancouver. They're hosting the Winter Olympics. We'll go there in just a minute.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.